Hello again, tis myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Podcast. I would like to speak on Ephesians 3:20 today, and simply call this the He is Able Podcast. Did you know that in Christ Jesus there is an immense strength available for believers? Yeah, there really is. When His salvation first apprehended us, that's when we began to comprehend His power and our nothingness and our entire dependence on Jesus. We begin to see that. And even now, as His followers, we are still confronted by our weakness apart from Him. And this is good. Yeah, you know why? Because it keeps us in a place of brokenness and dependency. It's a place where we can learn that His ability is enough for every situation. And when we consider Christ's ability, it's good to contemplate, for example, His skill at answering our prayer. And we read in Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think." Boy, this is an astonishing scripture. If you sit down and listen to it and read it and meditate it, it's astonishing. If it gets a hold of us, it will cause us to realize that Jesus really is enough. Take a moment and look more closely at this verse and see what it's saying. It begins by saying, by declaring, unto Him. Yeah, all prayer starts with Him, with Jesus. He's the ultimate prayer warrior. Well, who is He? Oh, He's the God-man. He's the maker of heaven and earth. He's the one to whom all power in heaven and earth belong. And the next thing our verse informs us is that He, now unto Him, that is able. Oh yeah, Jesus is able. He is the able one. Consider what the scriptures say about His ability. Hebrews 7:25, He is able to save to the uttermost. Romans 14:4, He is able to make us stand. Romans 16:24, He is able to establish us. Hebrews 2:18, He is able to help us when we are tempted. Oh, He is the able one. Jude 1:24, and He is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless in heaven. He is able. I wouldn't be able to present myself faultless, but He is able. He is enough for every situation we face. Now unto Him that is able. Well, what's He able? Well, now unto Him that is able to do. Jesus is able to do. He is the one who gets things done. When He opens a door, no man can shut it. And when He closes a door, no one can open it. He is the God of all power who does according to His will. He is enough. He is able to do. Yes, and He's able to do all. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord. He is the great and mighty God who can withstand Him. He commands the winds and the waves to be silent. And do you know what they do? They obey Him. He can calm all the storms in our life. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He's able to do all that we ask or think. Nothing's too difficult for Him. Is this enough for us? Is He able to do all that we ask? Did you know He is able to make good every promise that He has ever made? We therefore need to get into the habit of asking. Just think of it. Ask. Ask and ye shall receive. We need to get into the habit of asking. Just think of the extravagant love and power there is for us. Reflect, for example, on Romans 8:32. Yeah, Romans 8:32. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? What an amazing verse. Look, there's lots of things this verse says, but this verse tells us basically that we're given all things in Christ. Now, do you know what all you've been given? Do I know what all I've been given? No. But we need to press in. We've got this great opportunity of pressing in. He is able. Yes, he is able to do all that we ask and think. Boy, this almost gets scary. He is able to do all that we think. This means that in Jesus there are limitless possibilities. There's an inexhaustible fullness of grace and mercy and provision which our prayers can never drain. I love Spurgeon, as you know, and he makes a great quote when he's treating on this verse. He says, "Have you not at times been filled with great thoughts of what God might do with you? Have you not imagined how he might use you for his glory? He can do more than you have dreamed. Turn your pleasant dreams into fervent prayers, and it may yet please the Lord to make you useful to an amazing degree, so that you shall be astonished at what will be accomplished. If a humble shepherd lad, he made a David, he may do the same thing for you." Yeah, wow. Take this to heart. Press into the Lord. Ask him to use you. Yeah, he is able to do all that we ask or think. And not only that, he's able to do above all that we ask or think. Now, to know that he can do all that we ask or think, I mean, that's good enough for me. But now we're told that he is able to do above all that we ask or think. Wow, that's enough to make a Presbyterian shout amen. He is able to do more than we ask or think. Isn't it time for us to get a bigger vision of the greatness of the Lord Jesus and the greatness of his ability? As John Newton wrote, "Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much." He is enough. He is the able one. He is the able one who's able to do above all that we ask or think. But then the scripture goes on, the verse goes on, and it becomes more amazing, where it says he's able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think. This just keeps getting better and better and better. Not only is he able to do above all, but he is also able to do abundantly above all. In other words, take what you're praying for and multiply it by 100, then multiply it by 1,000. That's the kind of answer God is willing and able to give. The Lord is not limited by our prayers, and a good thing too, for our prayers are deficient and shallow. He takes even the frailty of our prayers and touches them with his greatness and returns an answer worthy of his majesty. Ah, oh, he is enough. Notice next, he's able to do, listen to this, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Think of it. Think of the greatest abundance you can imagine by multiplication and then multiply it again. Is that what this means? No, because that can be measured. And he's able to do exceeding abundantly. It's immeasurable what he can do. His answers and provisions are as fast, as immeasurable as the stars of the universe. And he answers us like royalty because we are the children of his magnificent grace. Yeah, we are the children, the blood bought. Jesus died for his people. Are you one of his people? Have you believed? Have you trusted in Christ alone? Oh, listen, he answers our prayer and he will provide exceeding abundantly. Sometimes I think we're just too scared to believe God and put ourselves out there and trust and rely on Christ. Again, old Spurgeon, he says, his power to bless us is not limited by our power to understand the blessing. Grace, he says, is not measured to us according to our capacity to receive, but according to his ability to bestow. Has not the Lord said, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it"? Yet our widest mouth is not the measure of what he can give us. Our boldest prayer is not the boundary of what he is able to bestow. You can check that out in Spurgeon's Sermons, Volume 21. You know, I heard an interesting story, and it's a true story. I heard a story about the first city fathers of New York City as they contemplated the future growth of their, municipality. Oh, dear. And they laid out the streets, and they numbered them from the center outwards. And when they began, there were only six streets, or seven streets. But they felt they needed to project for potential future growth. And being men of vision, they decided they needed to think big. So reaching beyond their wildest imaginations, they drew streets on the map all the way out to 19th Street. And they called that Boundary Street. They couldn't envisage New York going beyond that. They were convinced that that was as big as New York would get. Well, good luck with that one, man, for history has proven them to be so very short-sighted. The city has reached more than 284th Street and counting. That's kind of like Jesus. Don't limit him. Jesus is never limited in his ability. We should always be prepared to receive exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Think of the thief on the cross. He asked to be remembered. That's all. Asked to be remembered. But he was given eternal life. That's an exceeding abundantly above answer. Simon the Pharisee asked Jesus to dinner. And that's a good request, but you know what he got? He got a revelation of the character of God. That's another exceeding abundantly above moment. Mary and Martha asked Jesus to pray for their sick brother, but instead they got a miracle of resurrection. They got exceedingly abundantly above all that they asked or even thought. We need to discover, like Mary and Martha, that Jesus is bigger than any request we have. He is the God who is enough. Yeah, he's enough. What's your situation today? What's your need? Tell Jesus. Look at him afresh and say he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. Do you believe that? Trust him. Tell him you're trusting him. We need to discover how big he is. We need to discover how able he is. We need to discover how willingly he is involved with our lives. He doesn't just save us to take us to heaven. He wants us to be involved with us right now as we're waiting for him to come. He is the God who is enough. He is big enough. Yeah, he is big enough. There's no one bigger or greater than him. He is wise enough. Jesus is wise enough. He knows the solution. You're wrestling for the solution. It's a business solution. Whatever the solution, you don't know how it works. He does. He's wise enough. He's great enough. Jesus is great enough. He's powerful enough. He is kind and caring enough for anything we have to face today. There are people going through struggles today. Loss of loved ones. Oh, how painful. But he's caring and kind enough to take you through it. Yeah, so let's ask the question just as we finish up. Is Jesus enough? Ephesians 3:20. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly, able to do all that we ask or think. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So let's break that down. It all starts with he. It all starts with Jesus. It all starts with who he is. He. Are you trusting him? He is able. Yeah, he's total ability. He is able to do. He is able to do all. He is able to do all that we ask. You listen to me? He is able to do all that we ask. He's able to do all that we ask or think. He's able to do above all that we ask or think. He's able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Wow, is that not enough for today? Oh, listen, he is great, and that is the gospel truth. Hey, if I can help you spiritually in any way, email me, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, at Miles McKee, MilesMckee.com. Yeah, I'll be glad to talk to you. And if I know anything, I'd be glad to point it out to you. I won't guarantee it, but let me tell you, I'm available to help you in any way I possibly can, spiritually, that is. So, until next time, may the Lord cause his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And by the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about Jesus, would you just ask him to save you? Ask him to open your eyes. He's a great eye opener. Ask him to save you. He'll give you trust. He'll give you faith. You'll be able to trust him as your Savior. And that is the gospel truth. Hello again, tis myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Podcast. I would like to speak on Ephesians 3:20 today, and simply call this the He is Able Podcast. Did you know that in Christ Jesus there is an immense strength available for believers? Yeah, there really is. When his salvation first apprehended us, that's when we began to comprehend his power and our nothingness and our entire dependence on Jesus. We begin to see that. And even now, as his followers, we are still confronted by our weakness apart from him. And this is good. Yeah, you know why? Because it keeps us in a place of brokenness and dependency. It's a place where we can learn that his ability is enough for every situation. And when we consider Christ's ability, it's good to contemplate, for example, his skill at answering our prayer. And we read in Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think." Or think. Boy, this is an astonishing scripture. If you sit down and listen to it and read it and meditate it, it's astonishing. If it gets a hold of us, it will cause us to realize that Jesus really is enough. Take a moment and look more closely at this verse and see what it's saying. It begins by saying, by declaring, unto him. Yeah, all prayer starts with him, with Jesus. He's the ultimate prayer warrior. Well, who is he? Oh, he's the God-man. He's the maker of heaven and earth. He's the one to whom all power in heaven and earth belong. And the next thing our verse informs us is that he, now unto him, that is able. Oh yeah, Jesus is able. He is the able one. Consider what the scriptures say about his ability. Hebrews 7:25, he is able to save to the uttermost. Romans 14:4, he is able to make us stand. Romans 16:24, he is able to establish us. Hebrews 2:18, he is able to help us when we are tempted. Oh, he is the able one. Jude 1:24, and he is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless in heaven. He is able. I wouldn't be able to present myself faultless, but he is able. He is enough for every situation we face. Now unto him that is able. Well, what's he able? Well, now unto him that is able to do. Jesus is able to do. He is the one who gets things done. When he opens a door, no man can shut it. And when he closes a door, no one can open it. He is the God of all power, who does according to his will, he is enough. He is able to do. Yes, and he's able to do all. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord. He is the great and mighty God who can withstand him. He commands the winds and the waves to be silent. And do you know what they do? They obey him. He can calm all the storms in our life. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He's able to do all that we ask or think. Nothing's too difficult for him. Is this enough for us? Is he able to do all that we ask? Did you know he is able to make good every promise that he has ever made? We therefore need to get into the habit of asking. Just think of it. Ask. Ask and ye shall receive. We need to get into the habit of asking. Just think of the extravagant love and power there is for us. Reflect, for example, on Romans 8:32. Yeah, Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? What an amazing verse. Look, there's lots of things this verse says, but this verse tells us basically that we're given all things in Christ. Now, do you know what all you've been given? Do I know what all I've been given? No. But we need to press in. We've got this great opportunity of pressing in. He is able. Yes, he is able to do all that we ask and think. Boy, this almost gets scary. He is able to do all that we think. This means that in Jesus there are limitless possibilities. There's an inexhaustible fullness of grace and mercy and provision which our prayers can never drain. I love Spurgeon, as you know, and he makes a great quote when he's treating on this verse. He says, "Have you not at times been filled with great thoughts of what God might do with you? Have you not imagined how he might use you for his glory? He can do more than you have dreamed. Turn your pleasant dreams into fervent prayers, and it may yet please the Lord to make you useful to an amazing degree, so that you shall be astonished at what will be accomplished. If of a humble shepherd lad, he made a David, he may do the same thing for you." Yeah, wow. Take this to heart. Press into the Lord. Ask him to use you. Yeah. He is able to do all that we ask or think. And not only that, he's able to do above all that we ask or think. Now, to know that he can do all that we ask or think, I mean, that's good enough for me. But now we're told that he is able to do above all that we ask or think. Wow, that's enough to make a Presbyterian shout amen. He is able to do more than we ask or think. Isn't it time for us to get a bigger vision of the greatness of the Lord Jesus and the greatness of his ability? As John Newton wrote, "Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much." He is enough. He is the able one. He is the able one who's able to do above all that we ask or think. But then the scripture goes on, the verse goes on, and it becomes more amazing. Where it says he's able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think. This just keeps getting better and better and better. Not only is he able to do above all, but he is also able to do abundantly above all. In other words, take what you're praying for and multiply it by 100, then multiply it by 1,000. That's the kind of answer God is willing and able to give. The Lord is not limited by our prayers, and a good thing too, for our prayers are deficient and shallow. He takes even the frailty of our prayers and touches them with his greatness. and returns an answer worthy of his majesty. Oh, he is enough. Notice next, he's able to do, listen to this, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Think of it. Think of the greatest abundance you can imagine by multiplication and then multiply it again. Is that what this means? No, because that can be measured. And he's able to do exceeding abundantly. It's immeasurable what he can do. His answers and provisions are as vast, as immeasurable as the stars of the universe. And he answers us like royalty because we are the children of his magnificent grace. Yeah, we are the children, the blood bought. Jesus died for his people. Are you one of his people? Have you believed? Have you trusted in Christ alone? Oh, listen, he answers our prayer. And he will provide exceeding abundantly. God, sometimes I think we're just too scared to believe God and put ourselves out there and trust and rely on Christ. Again, old Spurgeon, he says, his power to bless us is not limited by our power to understand the blessing. Grace, he says, is not measured to us according to our capacity to receive, but according to his ability to bestow. Has not the Lord said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it? Yet our widest mouth is not the measure of what he can give us. Our boldest prayer is not the boundary of what he is able to bestow. You can check that out in Spurgeon's Sermons, Volume 21. You know, I heard an interesting story, and it's a true story. I heard a story about the first city fathers of New York City as they contemplated the future growth of their, municipality. Oh, dear. And they laid out the streets, and they numbered them from the center outwards. And when they began, there were only six streets, or seven streets. But they felt they needed to project for potential future growth. And being men of vision, they decided they needed to think big. So reaching beyond their wildest imaginations, they drew streets on the map all the way out to 19th Street. And they called that Boundary Street. They couldn't envisage New York going beyond that. They were convinced that that was as big as New York would get. Well, good luck with that one, man, for history has proven them to be so very short-sighted. The city has reached more than 284th Street and counting. That's kind of like Jesus. Don't limit him. Jesus is never limited in his ability. We should always be prepared to receive exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Think of the thief on the cross. He asked to be remembered. That's all. Asked to be remembered. But he was given eternal life. That's an exceeding abundantly above answer. Simon the Pharisee asked Jesus to dinner. And that's a good request. But you know what he got? He got a revelation of the character of God. That's another exceeding abundantly above moment. Mary and Martha asked Jesus to pray for their sick brother. But instead they got a miracle of resurrection. They got exceedingly abundantly above all that they asked or even thought. We need to discover, like Mary and Martha, that Jesus is bigger than any request we have. He is the God who is enough. Yeah, he's enough. What's your situation today? What's your need? Tell Jesus. Look at him afresh and say he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. Do you believe that? Trust him. Tell him you're trusting him. We need to discover how big he is. We need to discover how able he is. We need to discover how willingly he is involved with our lives. He doesn't just save us to take us to heaven. He wants us to be involved with us right now as we're waiting for him to come. He is the God who is enough. He is big enough. Yeah, he is big enough. There's no one bigger or greater than him. He is wise enough. Jesus is wise enough. He knows the solution. You're wrestling for the solution. It's a business solution. Whatever the solution, you don't know how it works. He does. He's wise enough. He's great enough. Jesus is great enough. He's powerful enough. He is kind and caring enough for anything we have to face today. There are people going through struggles today. Loss of loved ones. Oh, how painful. But he's caring and kind enough to take you through it. Yeah, so let's ask the question just as we finish up. Is Jesus enough? Ephesians 3:20. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly, able to do all that we ask or think. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So let's break that down. It all starts with he. It all starts with Jesus. It all starts with who he is. He. Are you trusting him? He is able. Yeah, he's total ability. He is able to do. He is able to do all. He is able to do all that we ask. You listen to me? He is able to do all that we ask. He is able to do all that we ask or think. He is able to do above all that we ask or think. He is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Wow, is that not enough for today? Oh, listen, he is great, and that is the gospel truth. Hey, if I can help you spiritually in any way, email me, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, at Miles McKee, MilesMckee.com. Yeah, I'll be glad to talk to you. And if I know anything, I'd be glad to point it out to you. I won't guarantee it, but let me tell you, I'm available to help you in any way I possibly can, spiritually, that is. So, until next time, may the Lord cause his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And by the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about Jesus, would you just ask him to save you? Ask him to open your eyes. He's a great eye opener. Ask him to save you. He'll give you trust. He'll give you faith. You'll be able to trust him as your Savior. And that is the gospel truth.